T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a week without Lion football, which means, as I like to call it, it's an AFS, an Ajita-free Sunday. Just relax, watch real football. All right, ladies and gentlemen, he joins us every Friday at this time. And yes, we will be talking about real football instead of the Lions for the most part. He is Mike Valenti of the wonderful show Valenti with Rico every day, 2 o'clock. What's up, Mikey?
Oh, wonderful this week, huh?
Yes.
I'm great.
You look good.
Tremendous. Fall. Look, it's fall in the morning and summer in the afternoon today.
I know.
You don't really get better than that.
I know. It's beautiful. Just hang out. Maybe
I'm amped.
Maybe golf a little bit today. I don't know. We'll see what takes place. Before we get into football, only because you're one of the few who I know are actually watching because you do have a personal interest. Yanks, what? Tampa tonight. Game 5 to decide the ALDS. What do you think is going to happen? This is the reason they got Gerrit Cole, right?
Exactly. That's why you're paying them $40 million a year. What's going to happen? They better win or people are going to lose their damn jobs. But, yeah, I mean, you and I are probably one of the 6 people in town who care. So
right.
I don't want to get the segment started off on a bad foot here.
I know.
But, yeah, this is why you pay Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
This is what you're here for. If you know, this is the deal. I would expect he would go and do the damn job because he sure as hell did it to us every time he faced us.
That is for sure. All right. Last night, weird game. Tommy Brady has a little brain fart. Besides that, are the Bears like the worst 4-1 football team we've ever seen, or is their defense really finally becoming what they thought they would be?
I think what's weird about the Bears is they go through these stretches defensively where they can't get to the quarterback, they can't force a turnover, they can't really do much. It's almost like they get on this negative momentum, and somehow they can't correct it quick enough. And then they go on stretches where they look like 2018 again, and they're dominant, and you can't block them. And Khalil Mack is literally like jujitsu flipping Tristan Wirfs. Like, it's such a wide spectrum of performance. So I don't know. I mean, Mike, look, they're 4-1, so it's the Parcells line. You are what your record says you are. But, like, do I think they're a good football team, an objectively good team that can win playoff games? No, I don't. And you're seeing it with Nick Foles. He is an awesome backup quarterback. Just like in my childhood, Jeff Hostetler was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And just like Hostetler, he got hot and he won a Super Bowl. But that doesn't mean he's my franchise QB. You see enough each game where he makes terrible mistakes, couple of awful, I mean, he's a veteran. You're sitting there in the pocket and you don't recognize what's coming at you, fumbles, 17-yard losses. He had twice last night. He allowed a corner to bait him into what should have been a pick six. That shouldn't be happening to a vet. It just shouldn't. So, yeah, Mike, I mean, they're 4-1. Great. They'll probably make the playoffs, and they'll be cannon fodder in the wild card round again. That's just how I view them. I don't know if you guys disagree.
No, I don't disagree at all. And my question was going to be, how long does it last?
John, I don't know, man. I mean, like, it's funny. It's got to make you sick. You look the last 2 weeks, and you look at their rushing yards. It's 20 yards last week. You know, this week it's here. Let's just hand it off and give our wide receivers a blow. I mean, they can't run it. You don't have a great QB. The O-line stinks. And, yeah, I mean, defensively, let's face it, you're not going to get what you got in 2018. Turnover regression is a real thing. Like, in 17, when the Jags scored 8 defensive touchdowns, what did we all say in 18? There's no way they can do it again. And, in fact, they didn't. Bears go out in 18 and look like the Jags in 17. There's no way they can do it again. And they haven't since. So I think they're an 8-8 kind of football team. That'll be good enough in this COVID year to be like the 7 seed or the 6 seed. But I think when you play quality, they're going to get exposed. Like, that's where, like, a team like the Steelers, everyone's acting like the Steelers are elite. How? Who have they played? You know, you played the Giants. You played the Broncos without their quarterback. Certain teams, the record is nice, but what's behind it?
Yeah, well, there's
a lot of empty calories, a lot of air.
There's one team the record is not nice, and I'm just curious. John's former team, the Washington football team, the way they're handling Haskins, where he's not even the backup, he's the third string quarterback, and What does that say about Ron Rivera? Maybe they should, well, Chase Young is great, but should they have maybe gone for Tua at pick number two?
Well, but it dates back, and I mean, John, stop me if I'm off base here. Like, it dates back to Jay Gruden didn't want Haskins. I mean, it was kind of one of those known things. Like, he didn't want him. My job's on the line. I don't want you taking a rookie QB. I'm going to get fired. And they took him anyways. And then you hire Rivera, and the first alarm bell went up is when they brought in Rivera's guy, which is Kyle Allen. Now, again, I read the Washington Post yesterday, so like, this could all be political. It could all be, you know, what they want, the message they want communicated was Haskins, he worked hard to get the job, and then he didn't work hard once he won it. But the problem is, optically, he threw for 317, he completed 71% of his passes, and he didn't turn it over Sunday. What I don't understand is, just like the Jets with Sam Darnold, just like Haskins in Washington, like, why do you take these quarterbacks and then not put things around them? Like, the Redskins' idea of how we're going to support Haskins is, we're going to get into a major fight with our Hall of Fame left tackle, and he's going to quit on us, then we have to trade him. We're going to have a 40-year-old at running back, and we're not going to bring in a veteran wide receiver, so the only weapon Dwayne has is his teammate from Ohio State. Like, what did you think was going to happen? It's the same thing with Sammy Darnold. I mean, like, what? I don't get it, and I know football is these people's lives, and it's easy for people like me to speak this way, but when you look at it objectively, you're like, okay, what was your plan here? Sam Darnold, worst offensive line in football, and you're not going to do anything until it's too late when you draft Mekhi Becton. You know, your coach never wanted Bell, but you signed him anyways, and you do nothing to put a wide receiving core around him. In fact, you let Robbie Anderson leave. You let guys leave town. I don't know, fellas. I'm not saying Haskins is perfect. He's not, clearly. But Jesus, I mean, how did you think the movie was going to end?
You're right.
Well, and to your point, you know, you don't put any pieces around him. Now you go out west and you look at a player like Justin Herbert, where doesn't have great, you know, players around him, but he's got enough of a supporting cast. I know they're 1-3.
He's got Keenan
but
Allen.
I'd love to hear your take on his progression and the fact that Tyrod Taylor's going to be healthy and Justin Herbert still has the job.
Yeah. No, John, you nailed it. And I mean, San Diego, God damn it, I did it again.
It's okay.
LA,
I'll do it forever.
Look, they're down 8 or 9 starters too, you know, to be fair. Like, that's a really good roster. And look, offensively, I mean, whether it's Mike Williams or Keenan Allen or Hunter Henry or Austin Eckler, these are high-level players. You know, so you're right. You're 100% right. And it's even Cincinnati, if we're honest about it, like, Joe Mixon's a player, right? Mm-hmm. A.J. Green might be, you know, best days behind him. That's still a vet. That's still a player. T. Higgins, highly talented young player that they bring in. You know, they're investing in the O-line. They got Jonah Williams back from last year. John, it's not – I don't think it's this secret sauce. It's just whether you can do it or not. But it's the teams that decide to willfully not do it that I don't understand. You've taken the quarterback. You are now required to support that player, probably with the bulk of the next 2 years of your draft and your free agency dollars. Like, that's just what you have to do. And Washington refuses. The Jets refuse. The Giants are just bad at it. There's a difference. Like, the Giants decided, okay, we have the pick of the litter of offensive tackles. We're going to take Andrew Thomas. He's been okay, but worse looks special. Mekhi Becton's been awesome. Bad job by Gettleman. Like, it's the same thing. Like, they spend all this money. Nate Solder turned into a garbage can when he came to the Giants. Why? We paid a Patriot. We made him the highest paid left tackle in football. So, like, it's that's an issue of the team is incapable. They're inept. These other teams, like John's former team, they just refuse to do it. So, no, I think Haskins is done. I think they'll move on. They'll take a QB, and I don't know what happens to him. I don't. I'd love for a competent franchise to get their hands on him and go, all right, there's your wake-up call, man. Now, are you serious about football or not? Let's find out.
You talk about drafting a quarterback. I know it's really early, so obviously Lawrence, Fields, and I've been seeing, I mean, it's early for mocks and things like that. But
what,
the way,
Trey Lance?
No. He looked horrible on Saturday, but the Kyle Trask, really, you know, Gov talks about him all the time. His accuracy, he really looks good. And the kid from BYU, Granted, the competition's not great. He looks pretty good, too. So teams, the Lions, might be able to get a good quarterback still, you know, without completely tanking.
No, but see, all right. Mike, you and I have had this conversation. I know John and I haven't. I'm a huge believer in this. Like, and Doug always does this, and it drives me insane. And they do this stuff of, who could we take in the second round at quarterback? No. You either take one in the first round or you don't take one, period. Like, I don't want to hear this. You're not Seattle. You're not going to get lucky and get Russell Wilson.
Right.
So just stop. You know what it ends up being? I went and did the deep dive on all of this. If you look at all the quarterbacks that were taken outside of the first round the last decade, it's an abyss of wasted draft capital, period. The Lions had an opportunity to take one last year with the number 3 overall pick. That was the time. Mike, if they miss out on these quarterbacks this year, they're effed. So you either go get one of the good ones.
Right.
Or that's it. Like, I don't trust them. I don't trust them to do – I mean, like, everyone's going to be like, well, Lamar went into the first round. All right, well, A, it's still the first round. And B, Steve Bisciotti had to step in to do it. And then C, you had to have an organization that was capable and willing of flipping their entire offensive scheme, their entire philosophy, and competent enough to put players around Lamar to support him in what they were doing. Does that sound like anything we've experienced here?
No.
If they don't get one of the big boys, they're in big trouble.
Right.
That's just how I feel.
And in fairness, we have no idea who's going to be making that call. If things continue, hopefully it'll be somebody else who we don't even know about right now. All right.
But again, hold on, Mike. This is important, though, and I brought this up the other day, and I want your and John's opinion on this. This is real. Kenny Golladay right now, are you letting Bob Quinn pay him Julio Jones money, even though Quinn may not be here and you may do a hard factory reset? Or are you letting him walk away? Because there's really no in-between. These are the decisions that, yeah, we want Quinn fired right now, but a real owner would be stepping in and having some input here and deciding what needs to happen. This is, I think it's incredibly dangerous right now, the path they're going down.
Right, yeah. Well, she has to figure out, or you know, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, whether he's going to be here or not. And as far as Golladay goes, if they determine that they can't get this contract signed, I don't know what you can get for him at the deadline. I mean, what, Golden Tate? But that was—he's not—he's better than Golden Tate was when they traded him.
Yeah,
that was a third round pick. If you can get a second for him, maybe you do it. But
John, what do you do? You pay him $20 million in a team that's going to be rebuilding, or you try to spin him off for some picks?
Well, you got to spin them off for picks,
yes.
and hopefully that those picks are good enough that whoever is next can put some pieces around, again, whoever is next at the quarterback position.
Yeah, there's no disagreement. Mm-hmm. You know what my fear is? That they end up being really bad. Let's say they end up – I don't think they will, by the way. I think as long as Stafford's healthy, they're going to win 5 or 6 games, which you're not getting Lawrence. You're not getting Fields. I think that they will do what the Giants did, and it'll be a death nail to the organization. They will only interview people that will keep Stafford as quarterback. They will only hire a coach that will keep Stafford as quarterback. They will pull the Eli. They'll do exactly what John Mara and the Giants did, and you've seen where it's put my franchise.
Yeah,
you can't do stuff like that. You got to hire the best football people for the job. Hire smart people. Let them be smart. I'm telling you, there's some kind of cosmic force here with Stafford, and it's because they've never had a good quarterback, and Stafford's the best they've ever had. But it's done. It's 12 years. He's a good dude. He's great in the community. He's a good player. But he's not great, and it's – dude, you've had 12 years. You've got to move on.
It's time. All right.
Like, I'm terrified that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, I have this ridiculous blind faith that because – I don't know. She's still older than me, but because she's younger and has suffered her whole life being a Lion fan, that they're going to hire the right person. I don't know, because that's all it takes.
Well,
all they have to do is hire the one person, and they've gotten it wrong every single time. So maybe this time she'll know what she's doing. All right, real quick, do you have a dog this week?
No, we're way over time. Don't worry about it. I don't like the card this week at all.
Right.
These are a lot of bad games.
I like
the fact the Lions aren't playing is what I care about.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Tennessee plus the 12.5. I think that's
that's
a dog.
Go. This is where Stoney gives his.
Michael, thanks as always. Have a wonderful weekend.
Enjoy your fall weekend, fellas.
Good luck to your Yankees.
Oh, thank you.
All right. 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.